First day, which is Sunday morning,
这个犹太人的逾越节过了
after the Passover,
所以摩大拉的玛利亚跟另外两位姐妹到耶稣的坟墓
Mary Magdalene and two other sisters went to the tomb of Jesus.
他们的想法是要把耶稣的尸体再一次的把它好好的把它埋葬
In their thought, they wanted to give Jesus the proper burial.
他来到那个坟墓的时候
When she came to the tomb
发现这个坟墓外面的那个大滚石已经被移开了
She realized that the huge rock that was blocking the entrance to the tomb has been rolled away
这个滚石之大要好几个壮丁一起来推才推得开的
We have to know that this rock is so big that it requires a few men to roll it away
没想到这个滚石已经推开了
And yet this stone was rolled away
然后坟墓是空的
And the tomb was empty
这个摩大拉玛利亚正不知道该怎么回事
Mary Magdalene was at a loss
旁边就有一个身穿白衣服的一个人
And then there was this being who was dressed in white
向他显现
Appeared to her
那么他不晓得他以为是看坟墓的园丁
And so Mary Magdalene thought that oh, this might be just the attendant for the garden
没想到这就是我们复活的主
And yet, that was the resurrected Christ.
那么他正在心里面不知怎么样的时候
And just when Mary Magdalene was having this turmoil and puzzlement in her heart,
耶稣说玛利亚
Jesus said to her, Mary.
耶稣用的话是他的家乡话
Jesus used his colloquial language.
不是希伯来文
Not Hebrew.
玛利亚听到耶稣用家乡话来叫她的名字。
Mary heard Jesus call her out in his native language.
她终于知道这就是主。
And Mary knew that this was the Lord.
圣经上面说，玛利亚就转过来用希伯来话对他说：“拉波尼。”
And in the Bible is recorded that Mary turned around and cried out to Jesus, "Rabboni."
你看到英文的圣经上面写 Aramaic
We see that in the English Bible it's written as Aramaic
意思说是用亚兰文
It's Aramaic
那么我们中文圣经就把它翻成希伯来文
But in the Chinese translation it was somehow translated into Hebrew
这个亚兰文跟希伯来文是很接近
Aramaic and Hebrew they're very close in
不过呢还有点不一样
But there are slight differences
所以玛利亚回答耶稣的时候叫的这个字叫拉波尼
And so when Mary called out to Jesus She called him Rabboni
这个就是亚兰文里面叫夫子的意思
And this is what it means in Aramaic teacher
这乃是摩大拉的玛利亚平常叫耶稣的这个叫法
And this is how Mary Magdalene would have called Jesus
所以虽然玛利亚是耶稣复活以后第一个显现的门徒
Even though Mary was the first disciple that Jesus appeared to
但很明显的玛利亚不认得耶稣
But clearly Mary did not recognize Jesus
那么当天的下午
On the very afternoon
那么在耶路撒冷有两个门徒
In Jerusalem there were these two disciples
他们决定要到耶路撒冷的附近的一个小村庄去
They decided that they're going to visit this village that's close to Jerusalem
叫做以马忤斯
It's called Emmaus
那么离耶路撒冷不远
It's not far from Jerusalem
他们一面走一面心里面非常的沮丧
And as they walked they felt really anguished
原因是因为他们所敬爱的主已经上了十字架
That was because the Lord that they loved so muchIs nailed on the cross. Because they have no idea that Christ would be resurrected. In the Bible, it's recorded that Jesus started to walk with these two disciples. And as he walked along with them, he began to speak to them. In the Old Testament, what are the references or what are the passages that refer back to Jesus Christ? As the disciples listened to it, their hearts were burning.
But 却被人家钉在十字架上
And yet, this Savior has been nailed on the cross. It was until that they had gotten to Emmaus. It was evening. They needed to rest, they were going to have their dinner. So they invited Jesus, say, come and have dinner with us. And at that time, they still did not recognize Jesus. Until the moment when Jesus broke the bread and at this, they were about to take the bread. Suddenly they realized that this was Jesus. The Bible did not record why this was the moment that they recognized it was Jesus. But I do believe that they were present during the miracle of the five loaves and two fish. During that miracle, Jesus looked up into the heavens, broke the bread and the fish, gave thanks, distributed the loaves and the fish. And as he distributed, there was more and more of the loaves and fish. That 5,000 were fed. And there were still 12 baskets left of leftovers. That in that very instant, the disciples recognized Jesus. So in the Bible is recorded, then their eyes were opened and they recognized him, and he disappeared from their sight. They asked each other, were not our hearts burning within us when he talked with us on the road and opened the scriptures to us? If we are to put ourselves in their shoes, we probably will be like these two disciples. That the joy will be indescribable. This is such a dramatic switch in the mood. There was deep anguish. And suddenly, knowing that the Christ has risen, there is now this extreme joy. The Bible tells us that they immediately returned to Jerusalem. The darkness has set in. It is very dangerous to travel in the dark. But these two decided that they're going to brave the night. That they want to bring this good news to the other disciples. We see that these two disciples, they did not recognize Jesus. What happened? In the Bible, it has given us an explanation. In 1 Corinthians, chapter
15, verse 43.
It is sown in dishonor, it is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness, it is raised in power. Because there are those who are in the Corinthian church who have questions for the resurrection. So Paul specifically addressed this issue on the resurrection. And so he compared it to a farmer. There's a difference between what has been sown and what has grown. What is sown are the seeds. But what has been grown will be the harvest. So it is to describe that whatever has been sown before the death, it is in dishonor. It is the body. But when it is resurrected, there will be a glorious body.
So
that the before death, whatever has been sown is a weak body. But the body that is resurrected is a body of power. We know that when Jesus was nailed to the cross, he was only
33.
He was at his prime. But at that time, I believe that he was very weak. Because before that, there was some arguments between him and the Jews. And the Jews said, "You're not even 50, how can you say that you were with Abraham?" And so from this we can infer that Jesus really looked like 50 years old. And the average age for the person is about
50.
And so at that time we can see that Jesus, even though at 33, he already looked like a person. In the book of Isaiah, it tells us that he has no beauty in his looks. And so Jesus probably did not look really
pretty.
We will bypass that particular statement. The revenge has been had. Looks like an old person, Jesus. He has no beauty. Unlike elderly.
所以耶稣基督从死里复活以后,
so after Jesus came back to life from the dead, he has a glorious body. No wonder the disciples could not recognize him. It took a long time before they recognized who he was, who he is. We're very glad that Paul wrote this in 1 Corinthians.
He
said that for all who believe in Christ, that we will all be like our God, will be resurrected. And that as we come back to life, we too will also have a glorious body. And so I believe that when we come back to life, we will be like Pastor Sam. Or look like him. After Jesus came back to life, as according to the Bible, he appeared to 10 different people. And that he had another 40 days on earth. After that, he ascended into the heavens. In those 10 appearances, there were many who saw Jesus. And one of them, of course, would be the prime apostle, Peter. Peter was a fisherman. And the night before Jesus was nailed to the cross, there were 3 times that Peter denied the Lord. Peter was very weak. On the 3rd denial, the cock crowed. And Peter remembered. On that very same night, Jesus did say this, that before the roosters who crow twice, you are going to deny me 3 times. So in his heart, Peter was very sorrowful. So he wept and he ran away. And when he seen the Lord come back from the dead, he was ashamed that he knew that he could not face his Lord.
所以他就重操旧业,
And so he went back to his previous profession. Not only did he went back into the profession of fishing, he also brought his companions with him. And so at that time when they do fishing, it was in the night. After they labored through the night, they caught nothing. And at the brink of dawn, they brought their tired bodies and they were trying to get the boats to come ashore. They saw this person walking along the shore.
It
looked like Jesus.
但是因为天还没有大亮,
but because it was so dim in terms of light, they could not see clearly.
耶稣在岸边就跟他们说,
and so at the shore, Jesus said to them,
你把你的网打在船的右边,
cast your net to the right side of the boat.
他们果然就把他网撒下去,
and so they did.
结果以网拉上来有153条大鱼,
and as they tried to pull up the net, there were 153 fish, big fish.
这大鱼就153条, 小鱼还没算,
we don't know about the count for the smaller fish, but we do know that there's 153 big fish.
这拉上岸的时候,
and as they dragged the net onto the shore,
彼得是一个打鱼的, 他知道, 哎呦, 这一条大概卖10块钱,
Peter is a fisherman, so he could gauge that, oh, this fish, it could fetch me about $10. And then this, which is bigger, probably 20.
这一算, 不得了, 发一笔小财啊,
and once you do a quick calculation, this is a windfall.
这个时候耶稣就对彼得说,
and at this time, Jesus said to Peter,
约翰的儿子西门, 你爱我比这些更深吗?
Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?
各位弟兄姐妹们,
oh dear brothers and sisters,
彼得那个时候是一个已经跌倒的人,
Peter at that time is someone who has stumbled.
已经没有脸再去侍奉耶稣,
he has no integrity left or dignity left to serve Jesus.
他的心里面的心思意念一心就在这些鱼身上,
and so for him, he's already wholeheartedly committed to the fish.
但耶稣基督却提醒他,
but yet Jesus reminded him,
你爱我,
do you love me more than these?
耶稣基督这样子问他的时候用的那个爱的字是agape,
and Jesus, when he asked Peter if you love me, so the Greek word is agape,
是一种无私的爱,
it is an unconditional love,
是一种不求回报的爱,
it's a love that does not require any payment back.
彼得知道这种爱,
Peter knows that this kind of selfless love is the love that Jesus displayed before him. And when Peter answered Jesus, he dare not use this word. He said, Lord, you know I love you. The word that he used is phileo. And all three times, Peter answered with phileo. Phileo is a brotherly, sisterly kind of love. Meaning, you are my friend, you're my brother, you're my sister, I love you. But if you're not, then I do not love you. It comes with a condition. It comes with a boundary.
跟agape不一样,
different from agape.
所以彼得自己也知道他没有这种agape的爱,
so Peter himself knows that he does not have this agape love.
但是耶稣基督却在彼得回答之后,
but Jesus, after Peter has replied,
跟彼得讲,
said to Peter,
你喂养我的羊,
do feed my sheep,
而且讲了三次,
said it three times.
我如果是彼得的时候,
I believe that if I were Peter, I would wept. I would weep. Because Jesus has not disdained, has not forsaken this disciple. That he continues to love this disciple with such great love. And so Jesus tells Peter this.
我实实在在地告诉你,
very truly, I tell you,
你年少的时候自己束上带子随意往来，但年老的时候你要伸出手来，别人要把你束上，带你到你不愿意地方的去，不愿意去的地方去。
When you were younger, you dressed yourself and went where you wanted. But when you are old, you will stretch out your hands and someone else will dress you and lead you where you do not want to go.
耶稣说这话是指着彼得要怎样死荣耀神。
When Jesus said this, it is to indicate that how Peter is going to die and glorify God.
说了这话就对他说，你跟从我吧。
And after saying this, he said to Peter, follow me.
教会的历史告诉我们彼得是怎么死的。
The history of the church tells us how Peter did die.
那是多年以后的事情。
And that was many years after this incident.
彼得被抓起来也要被钉十字架。
Peter was captured and he was also going to be crucified.
他说我的主是钉十字架死的。
He said, my Lord has been crucified.
我不配跟他一样死。
I'm not worthy to die in the same manner as he did.
你如果要钉我十字架的话，
If you are going to crucify me,
就把我头朝下，脚朝上，倒钉十字架。
I ask that you would turn the cross upside down so that my legs are facing the skies and my head to the ground.
正着钉十字架已经够痛苦了。
To be crucified in the conventional manner is already torturous.
倒钉十字架就更加的痛苦。
To be crucified upside down is even more torturous.
所以当耶稣基督回答彼得的时候，
And so when Jesus replied Peter,
耶稣已经知道，事先知道彼得要怎样死来荣耀他。
Jesus knew how Peter was going to die to glorify God.
我们如果看彼得前书、彼得后书，
If we look at 1 and 2 Peter,
这是在彼得多年以后以教会的长老的身份写给当时罗马帝国所有的基督徒的。
And this was Peter writing as the elder, writing to all the Christians in the Roman Empire.
那一个软弱害怕的彼得已经变了，已经不在了。
That weak-willed, that timid Peter is totally transformed.
他勉励所有帝国里面的这些基督徒。
He exhorted all the Christians in the Roman Empire.
他说我们为主受苦是配得的。
He said that it is worth that we would suffer for the Lord.
因为第一世纪的基督徒是要被抓起来，要坐牢，甚至要喂狮子老虎的。
Because in the first century Christians, there are many would be imprisoned, even fed to the lions and tigers.
彼得已经完全不害怕了。
But Peter was not afraid.
彼得已经随时准备要为主寻道。
And Peter was ready for martyrdom.
你想想看，这样大的一个生命的改变。
We could witness such a dramatic change in his life.
如果不是因为彼得亲眼看见主复活了。
If it is not for Peter to have personally witnessed the resurrected Lord,
怎么可能会发生呢？
How is this change possible?
然后又有一件事情。
Yet there's another event.
耶稣基督从死里复活了以后，
After Jesus came back from the dead,
门徒都聚在一起，
The disciples gathered together.
心里很非常害怕。
In their hearts they were afraid.
因为下一个要被抓去钉十字架的很可能就是他们。
Because the next group of people who will be captured to be crucified, probably them.
他们躲在一个屋子里。
So they hid themselves in a house.
忽然间耶稣就来了。
And suddenly Jesus came.
耶稣基督没有说敲门进来。
Jesus did not knock on the door to come in.
耶稣忽然在屋子中间就出现。
Jesus suddenly appeared in the house.
然后耶稣做了一件很奇怪的事。
And Jesus did something that was weird.
他说说了这话就向他们吹一口气，说你们受圣灵。
In the Bible is recorded that after he had said words to the disciples, he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit."
我第一次读这段圣经的时候，我读不懂。
When I first read this passage, I had no understanding.
为什么要吹一口气让这些门徒们受圣灵呢？
Why did Jesus have to breathe on them and for the disciples to receive the Holy Spirit?
啊，才想起来。
Oh, and I recalled.
原来当亚当被上帝创造的时候，
When Adam was created by God,
说耶和华神用地上的尘土造人，将生气吹在他的鼻孔里，他就成了有灵的活人。
it is recorded that then the Lord God formed a man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and the man became a living being.
所以, 第一次神向人吹气的时候,
and so the first time that God breathed on a human person is when God created a person. That he bestowed upon man the Holy Spirit.
但是非常不幸,
but unfortunately,
亚当夏娃犯了罪,
Adam and Eve sinned.
背叛了上帝,
they betrayed God.
从亚当夏娃开始,
and starting from Adam and Eve,
人类就活在罪里,
that the humankind has lived in sin.
而且罪越来越多,
and there's an accumulation of sin. Man is not able to solve on his own the issue of sin.
唯一的办法,
the only solution is that God himself will come on earth. That as a perfect, a sinless man, to take all the sins of humanity and bring it onto the cross. To pay the cost of sin. And so when Jesus was resurrected, all who are willing to believe in Jesus, there is this opportunity to receive this brand new life. And so Jesus, at that moment, breathed that breath onto the disciples. And said very, very clearly, receive the Holy Spirit. And so in the Bible, it's recorded twice
神向人吹气,
that God breathed on men. And on both accounts, God was giving men the Spirit. Today, we have 9 different brothers and sisters who are going to be baptized. That we are baptizing them by the name of the Father, Son, and Spirit. After they have been baptized, they will receive from God the Holy Spirit. It's just as the disciples did back then. Before Jesus ascended back into the heavens,
耶稣对门徒们说,
Jesus said to the disciples,
但圣灵降临在你们身上, 你们就必得着能力, 并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚, 直到地极, 做我的见证。
But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, and in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. I believe at that time when the disciples heard what Jesus said, I'm sure that they did not believe what Jesus was telling them. In Jerusalem and in all Judea, possible. Samaria, that's the land of the Gentiles. We as Jews, we can enter into that territory. And to the ends of the earth? That's impossible. But very wondrously, after Jesus was ascended back into the heavens, when the Pentecost came, the disciples were praying in a room. The Holy Spirit came upon them. In the Bible is recorded, it's as if there was a tongue on fire that ascended upon each and every of the disciples. And these disciples, they became like a different person. They started to speak in other languages. And because at that time of the diaspora, there are many who did not, who spoke of the other languages, came back into Jerusalem. And yet these disciples were able to evangelize to these Jews in all the different languages. This is the start of the evangelizing of the gospel. And among them, there was this person called Thomas. Thomas is a Jew. And when Jesus came back to life, he appeared once to the disciples. Thomas wasn't there at that time. And by the time he returned, your friend said to him, "Our Lord has resurrected." Oh, you must be kidding me. There's no way that the dead would come back to life. I have to see it with my own eyes. I will want to reach out my hands. I want to see if there's the scars on his hands. And then there is that spear mark in his ribs. I want to touch. I want to be certain that that is the Lord. After 8 days, Jesus again appeared to the disciples, and this time Thomas was present. And Jesus immediately said to Thomas, "Thomas, come. Come, reach out your hand, touch the scar on my wrist. Reach out and touch the mark." It is as if Jesus heard exactly what Thomas said 8 days ago. In the Bible, it's not recorded that Thomas did reach out to touch Jesus. I believe he did not dare to. But the Bible did record, Thomas said to Jesus, "My Lord and my God." Even though Thomas followed Jesus for 3 years, and he was studying in the best seminary in the world, but at that time I believe that he was not yet saved. But at this very moment he was saved. Because he addressed this very clearly, a human person who's standing before him, "My Lord and my God." Because the Jews believe that man has sinned. That man cannot see God. That for a man to see God, there will be tremendous a curse that will come upon him. That he will die. But yet clearly there's this person standing in front of him, and yet he addressed this person, "My Lord and my God." Before this, Jesus said this to Thomas, "Stop doubting and believe." In the Bible is recorded, the disciples of Christ did scatter to evangelize in the different parts of the world. And in the church history, it records of the church history, the one who went the furthest away from Jerusalem would be Thomas. He went into India. Not only did he go into India, he came down into the southernmost tip of India. He even crossed the sea and went into this land we now know as Sri Lanka. Later, Thomas was killed. He suffered martyrdom in the southern part of India. In that city is called Chennai. In this place where he was martyred, the saints in India built up this cathedral in his honor. St. Thomas Cathedral. On the one hand is to remember his martyrdom. But it's more to remember that this Thomas who doubted he did see in person the resurrected Christ.
他的生命完全转变了,
his life totally transformed.
在这个教堂里面,
in this cathedral.
还有听说, 有一根这么长的一根毛, 铁毛,
there is this metal spear that is about this long.
听说多马跪在地上,
by traditions, it said that Thomas was on the ground and he was tied with his hands in the back. And this spear was pierced right through his heart from his back. This was how Thomas died. I believe that before Thomas had his last breath, he was at peace. I believe the words that he remembered before he died must be what Jesus has spoken to him. Stop doubting and believe. And this makes me remember this missionary. His name is Jim Elliot. When he died, he was in his 20s. He was just married. And the wife was just with child. He went with four other friends from graduate school from Wheaton College. They wanted to bring the gospel to the Orcas. They lived in the upper parts of the Amazon River. You can't really access that place. And one of them is a pilot. So they took this plane that could land on the river. They took the gospel of Christ to preach this gospel to the Orcas. And these people, these natives, they were famed for their maliciousness. That they will kill without blinking. And indeed, these four did die. But what was the most moving?
这四个人的, 他的遗孀, 或者是女朋友, 已经订婚了, 还没结婚的女朋友, 未婚妻,
is that they're the widows, the fiancés, the girlfriends.
他们心里面虽然有很大的伤痛,
even though they have such deep pain in their hearts.
Jim Elliot的太太叫 Elizabeth Elliot.
The wife of Jim Elliot, she's called Elizabeth Elliot. She contained the pain in her heart. She brought the other three sisters. They again went back into the Orca tribe. That to introduce Jesus to this tribe. Just to make the story long story short, the tribe totally turned to Christ.
在多年以后,
many years later,
有一次宣教大会当中,
there was this gospel rally.
有一个年纪比较大的,
there was this elderly. He wasn't very fluent in English. He looked like the South American native. He gave this testimony at this gospel rally. There was this youngster next to him, was accompanying him. This young person addresses this elderly as uncle. Do you know who this elderly person is? He was that chieftain who led the tribe to kill the four missionaries. He himself came to the Lord, became the elder in the Orca tribe. Do you know who this youngster is?
Jim Elliot's儿子,
the son of Jim Elliot.
这件事情感动了全场的所有的人。
This testimony moved the entire crowd that was present.
当圣灵降临，
When the Holy Spirit comes upon the people,
你们要在耶路撒冷、犹大全地、撒玛利亚，直到地极，做我的见证。
That the testimony of Christ the Lord will be given out from Jerusalem to Judea, to Samaria, and to all the ends of the earth.
这个年轻人没有把这个人当作他的杀父仇人。
This youngster did not regard this elderly as the murderer of his father.
不但没有，还尊敬他，叫他叔叔。
Not only was he not an enemy, he addressed him as uncle.
把他当作自己的父亲来对待。
To have respect and regard as if he was his own father.
只有在耶稣基督的大爱里面。
Only in the love, great love of Jesus Christ.
这种事情才会发生。
That such a relationship can happen.
耶稣基督的复活非常的重要。
The resurrection of Jesus is significant.
圣经上面说，基督若没有复活。
In the Bible it says, if Christ has not been raised,
你们的信便是突然的,
then your faith is futile.
你们仍在罪里,
you are still in your sins.
为什么是这样呢?
Why is it so?
因为罗马书第一章这样说,
because in the book of Romans it tells us,
他介绍耶稣基督,
Paul was introducing who Jesus is.
认到他儿子,我主,耶稣基督。
Regarding his son, my Lord Jesus Christ,
按照他的肉体来说的话，是从大卫的后裔生的。
Who by his earthly life is a descendant of David.
所以大家都知道，他就是圣经旧约圣经里面所预言的那个大卫的儿子弥赛亚。
So everyone knows that this is the Messiah, the son of David that has been prophesied in the Old Testament.
但是更重要的是下面一句话。
But more importantly is the following statement.
按照圣善的灵说，他从死里复活，以大能显明是神的儿子。
And who through the good will of holiness was appointed the Son of God.
因为耶稣基督从死里复活。
Because Jesus did come back to life.
所以以大能显明他是神的儿子。
That there, by the power of this resurrection, he shows himself as the Son of God.
前面一句话说是耶稣基督的人性。
The statement before speaks about the humanity of Christ.
下一句话说耶稣基督的神性。
The next statement addresses the divinity of Christ.
所以耶稣基督是神人二性。
And so you see that it is Jesus is both man and God.
今天有敬礼。
Today we have baptism.
我们要奉我们从死里复活的主的名为你们施洗。
We want to baptize you by the name of the resurrected Lord.
岂不知我们这受洗归入基督耶稣的人是受洗归入他的死吗？
Don't you know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death?
所以我们借着洗礼归入死，和他一同埋葬。原是叫我们一举一动由新生的样式，像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。
We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life.
等一下，除了两位姐妹，因为身体的原因，我们要用点水礼。
And so later, except for two sisters who, because of their physical conditions, they are going to have a sprinkling. Yes, thank you.
其他的都要进到这个水池里去。
The rest of them will enter into this pool.
当你们进到水里面去的时候，
And as you enter into this pool,
象征你们死了。
It does signify that you're dead.
你放心了，我很快就把你拿下来。
Don't worry, I will quickly lift you up from this death.
从来没有人因为受浸淹死的。
No one has yet died from this soaking, this baptism.
象征你的老我已经跟主一起埋葬了。
It is to signify that your old self is now buried along with Christ.
当你从水里出来的时候，
And as we lift you up,
你象征你跟着我们的主一起复活了。
It's also to signify that you are resurrected with Christ.
要有新生的样式。
That you are going to have this new life.
要一举一动都有新生的样式。
That in every single action, there will be the action of the new life. This is not something that can be done on our own will and strength. Back in the day when Jesus breathed that breath on the disciples,
今天有一个我们看不见的气也向我们吹来。
Today there is this breath that we do not see that is coming upon us also.
这一口气是圣灵开始在我们中间里面做工。
This breath is the Holy Spirit starting to work in our hearts.
让我们一举一动都有新生的样式。
That by our every action there is the action of the new life.
所以最后罗马书这样说。
And so in Romans says this.
他说我们若在他死的形状上与他联合, 也要在他复活的形状上面与他联合。
For if we have been united with him in a death like this, we will certainly also be united with him in a resurrection like his.
所以我们今天的洗礼,
and so for our baptism today,
是一个象征,
it is to be a signifier.
但是它灵里面的意义却是非常的深远,
but the spiritual symbolic meaning is extensive.
我们要跟我们的主同死同活,
that we are to die and live with our Lord.
从水里面出来的人已经不再是以前的人了。
As we emerge out of the water, we will not be as we were of old.
乃是一个新造的人。
That we are a new creation.
好，我们现在呢就开始我们今天的洗礼。
And so today we will, right now we'll begin our baptism.
各位请把这个池子翻过来。